Boy, oh boy, I can't hardly even believe it, ladies and gentlemen. This is episode 47.1 of the Hobcast with special guest Mary Jo Peel of Mystery Science Theater 3000, of Cinematic Titanic, of Renfest TV, which you're going to hear all about as we go on in this episode, as she talks about her Kickstarter for this brand new show. We did this episode via the phone, and I'm still figuring out the best way to record with this fancy new equipment and the phone. So it's going to be a good episode, but you may have to play with the volume. I'm still figuring it out. I'm a bridge troll. The fact that I'm doing a podcast at all should be astonishing. It's like watching, you know, a toddler operate a typewriter, and there's going to be a couple of mistakes. The keys are going to be mashed together, but mostly it's just, wow, that's what you should be thinking. Holy cow, this troll is doing a podcast. If this is the first time you're listening to this, which it very well may be, I'm Hob the Troll, and this is how I talk, so don't be too alarmed. But it sounds like somebody is on the phone, because that's what it sounds like, because that's what it is. She was very kind enough to call in, and we talk about some great things. So what, enough about me blabbing just by myself. You want to hear me talking to somebody else, right? That's why you downloaded this. That's why you're here. That's why we're all here. Well, enjoy this. And you could, if this is your first time listening, get ready to hear probably one of the best theme songs you've ever heard in your whole life. Buckle up and get ready for the episode 47.1 of the Hobcast special episode. Part 2 to come in a little bit.
Do you recall the magic lands where creatures dwelt and terrorized the common man? We've heard the tales of beasts of old, of goblin kings, of monsters and their evil plans. But oh, Hob the Troll, he's a very happy soul. Though he's not fond of goats, he's guaranteed to tickle your funny bone. His teeth may be big, but it makes a bigger grin. He lives underneath a bridge, and he's a friend to just about everyone. Hob the Troll, you turn into his Hobcast, it will soothe.
Everybody, it's me, Hob the Troll, again. This is my show, as it always is. And we have got some very exciting news here. There's going to be, a show. I know some of you have seen a movie that I was in. And we're not going to talk that much about that, because that's not what this is about. It's about a brand new show called Renfest TV. And joining me is the wonderful Miss Mary Jo. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well. I'm very excited because you are on one of my very favorite shows, and then to find out that you are doing a show about Renaissance festivals, I can't wait. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
I'm sorry?
Could you tell me a little bit about what the show is?
Yeah, it's a show that takes place at a Renaissance festival, and it features myself and Trace Bilou, my former colleague at Mystery Science Theater 3000, and Jeff Stonehouse, who was the director of photography for Mystery Science Theater 3000. And it concerns the ongoing plight of Elizabeth Cronk, who is a full PhD student going on 15 years trying to get her doctorate. And she's been hired by the Renaissance Festival to bring historical accuracy to the festival. And, you know what festivals are like. That's going to be an ongoing uphill battle for her.
Yes, those, and that's one of the things that I like about festival is that a lot of it is very trying to be very historical, but then there's other people who are just like me. I have to say, I'm not very historically accurate.
No, I guess not.
Being a troll.
I think the show is cool in that it features, the beautiful realm of the festival in that it's not historical. It's for all comers and people finding their spirit and their passion. Elizabeth is not aligned with that. This character does not quite understand that, but I think that's what's going to make the show really fun and exciting. And we have a lot of affection for the people at the Renfest. I think all of us are Renfesters in our heart to some degree, depending on our passions. So we're really excited about it.
Well, good. I get, because sometimes it's become a little bit of a trope when you watch the TV and you're like, oh, everybody comes to the Renaissance Festival, and the first thing you see is everybody stays in character after the festival is over, and it's like, oh, that's not entirely true. And but also, you know, it's we get to have fun by being anachronistic. I mean, I certainly am. You see, because when I start playing music, all my other friends there, they're like, well, let's play the Wild Rover again. Let's play the Black Velvet Band. And I said, well, what about Cheap Trick? Because, you know, I know it wasn't in the time, but I figure that there's going to be some people there who not necessarily into all Renaissance-y, festival-y things. So I like to offer the alternative.
Right. Well, good on you, Hub. Look at you making it for welcoming everybody. Good for you.
Well, thank you. You know, I spend a lot of time at the 21st Century Festival they have out in the parking lot.
Oh, what is that?
It's where people dress like it's 2016. And,
I get it. See, you can see how close I am to my character. I'm a literalist. So thank you for that education.
Absolutely. And, you know, the fact that I'm doing a podcast, it doesn't necessarily have to make sense. We're just all having fun.
Okay, fair enough.
Yes. So, and one of the things that I really like, because I was looking at the website, your website, which we'll plug at the very end. But the thing that I really like about, and what you've been saying, is finding a place to do what you want to do. You know, that's what it's been for me, and that's also what I really liked about Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Tell me more about that, about Mystery Science Theater 3000. We had a lot of people say that they felt like when the show came on that it was kind of made for them because of the broad references, the broad array of references, the specific references. So a lot of people have felt like it was a little bit of a home, if you will.
Yes. Well, and that's certainly true. And then adding to that is the fact that, for me, being a troll in rural Michigan, there wasn't really too many outlets to perform and to, you know, be funny and get to know people. But I found that I could do that through the Renaissance. And what I liked about it is that it's like, do what you can with what you have in the space you have. And what I really liked about MST3K is that a lot of it was like found objects and, you know, just covering the walls. And it's just like, we're going to do this thing. And if you like it, you can enjoy it. But, you know, it's all, this is just something that we're enjoying. And for me, there weren't too many outlets like that. And then fortunately, a Renaissance festival sprung up around my bridge. So really, everything worked.
Lucky you. Hey, will you repeat that? Do what you have with what you... Say that again. That was so great.
Oh, yeah. Do what you can with what you have where you have it.
Yeah, wow. I really like that. And I think the thing about Mystery Science Theater, too, was not only was it this space for people who were entertained and got references, and we got to make people laugh, but that's when the internet was sort of, you know, building up, and people were able to find forums and chat rooms to share that experience with people.
Absolutely. And also, and it also helped kind of, it helped me personally get my research brain, because I'm like, I know there's got to be a joke of like what they're referencing there. How do I figure out what that is? And then I use that as a platform. Right. So you've been you've gone to the festival over there in Minnesota?
Oh yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
And that's,
yes, we I went there as a kid a couple of times, and then a couple of years ago, Jeff Stonehouse and Trace Blue and I made a visit there, and then last fall we shot there for 2 days, as you'll see in the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to the Renfest TV site.
Yes, and now were you did you get to know any of the performers there? Did you get to meet them or talk to them?
Oh yes, absolutely. They were so generous and so lovely about us filming there, and you might not see too much of it in the actual trailer,
mm-hmm.
but we got a lot of footage of us interacting with people because they were fun and generous. They loved the Renfest and it shows, and they made the whole shoot. It was a long couple of days, but they made the whole shoot.
Very good, very good. I'm friends with a couple of people out there, and Mr. Arthur Greenleaf Holmes has been on the show before. He tells those very, very filthy poems, but he's one of the funniest human beings.
I know, we loved him. We thought he was great. Yes.
And that's another reason why I just is for a lot of people. You know, the Renaissance Festival is where they get to see live entertainment.
It's the, mm-hmm.
And especially in places mm-hmm. like Minnesota and in Michigan, where it's like there's not the vast amount of people are not going to see maybe they're not going to see theater or comedy, live stand-up comedy, or just comedy in general on a regular basis, but they'll come out to the Renaissance Festival because they can walk around and drink in the day, and they get to see a live show.
I know. Can you beat it? No, and you're absolutely right, and I think coming from a performing background, I'm really admiring of those people who are able to perform live, and you're not always necessarily on stage, those performers. They might be mingling with people, and for me, I'm terrified in controlled circumstances, so I admire those people who are just so willing to embrace the skin of the teeth nature of it.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things, we're hoping that people will go to renfest.tv and check out the trailer, because as you know, Hob, we are working on shooting a pilot, and I thought this would be a good place for me to insert that we will have a Kickstarter campaign coming up to create that pilot.
That's very good.
Would that be a good time to insert that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, and I really...
We're having a Kickstarter that launches May 10th, and we hope you'll check it out.
Absolutely, and that's going for a full month?
Yes, it's a 30-dayer.
All right, very good, very good. Because we're going to see when this episode drops. You know, I got to do all my editing, all that fancy stuff that nobody really listening to podcasts are very too much interested in. But I do, and I really enjoy the Kickstarter is a way that I can just like the things, you know, and help support the things I like anyway, which is the thing that I really like about Festival. You know?
Right. Okay, now, Hub.
Yes.
Tell me something. Are you, do you go to the festival as, are you Hub at the festival? Or
yeah.
Do you have a different identity at the festival?
No, that's me. And really, they just kind of build the festivals around my bridge. That's just what a thing.
Oh, I got it.
Yeah.
I got it. Do you get a fee for that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They I lease out my whole area there, over at the bridge, and you know I let people cross it. It's a whole. Nobody wants to hear about zoning and easement when it comes to all that stuff. But yes, I've been professionally performing at Renaissance festivals for about 14 years now. Yes. Yeah.
Wow! Cool.
And I really, it's just one of my favorite things to do is that, you know, Troll Hall is very vast. And so I'm able to do all those interconnecting underground passages. It allows me to work at various festivals that just kind of pop up around my bridges, all involving the Renaissance, but kind of not really, because there's also Stormtroopers.
Right. Exactly. Well, you got it made. You got a nice setup.
And I'm really excited that you just, you know, when I first heard about this, I was a bit apprehensive, I must say, because
tell me why.
Well, because we get made fun of a lot that we perform at Renaissance festivals, and it's just kind of not. A lot of people think it's not real performing, but it is. It totally is. And also, we've had there was a. I'm gonna. Well, I'll talk about it now. There was a movie shot a couple of years ago that did not paint us in my opinion, the most affectionate light, and. Yeah.
What movie was that?
It's a movie called All's Fair in Love. And it starred Christina Ricci and Anne Margaret and Cedric the Entertainer was in it. And yeah, a lot of people liked it,
yeah.
but it was just it was kind of that thing of are you guys making fun of us? No, we're having fun, bro. And usually,
yeah.
And usually when they call you bro, it's,
Right. And I think you and I had
a little. Go ahead.
I totally understand what you're saying. And, our intent was to hopefully express our affection for it, and that the butt of the joke is really the lead character, Elizabeth, that she cannot get on board with the spirit of Renfest. And that was always our aim, because we knew, we didn't want to make fun of it. B, we knew if we made fun of it, it was kind of a dead end creatively.
Mm-hmm.
And we really hope that shines through in the little trailer, and if you go on the Kickstarter page for renfest.tv, you'll see what our intent is and what we think future episodes are going to be. But we did have a lot of people express that concern, and I'll say that we've got nothing but great, great feedback from Renfesters, players, who love the way it's portrayed.
Well, that's really... That's the seal of approval for me. The fact that that it's people that I've watched for years and that I trust, and I'm just very excited.
Wow, that's cool. That's high praise. Thank you, Rob.
Well, thank you for doing this. I mean, I know in the show of Mystery Science Theater 3000, there were a couple of times where, you know, there was a lot of huzzas when there was, you know, somebody trying to be all medieval-y or, and
right, yes.
And it's a lot of, yes. it's you know, watching that, it's kind of the, okay, because I know a lot of people don't really, you know, have a strong opinion about this. Let's see which way you guys are going, but I'm very excited. I'm very appreciative as well.
Wow, that is high praise. Thank you for that. That's really nice to hear that we hit the mark in what we aim to do. So thank you.
Well, thank you, and thank you for taking the time to do this interview here.
Thank you, Hub. I appreciate it.
Is there anything else you'd like to plug real quick?
No. Did I mention the Kickstarter campaign starting weekend?
You did very, very good. So thank you so much.
Thanks, Hub.
Hob the Troll presents the Hobcast, produced by Steve O'Dackerson and Steve Hager. Our webmaster is April Ginowski. Today's episode featured special guest Mary Jo Peel. Follow her on Twitter at Mary Jo Peel and follow RenFest TV at RenFest TV. Hob's theme song is by Corey Eno Ruffin. Like Hob on Facebook, follow him on Twitter at Hob the Troll, and go to hobthetroll.com to click on the donate button and keep this show going.
I can't believe it. You guys, I'm so happy. You fill me all with joy. I got to talk to somebody who I've wanted to talk to for a very, very, very long time. Just because people want to hear me talk to them. How cool is that? And go to the Kickstarter. It's going on. It's going to be great. Follow them on Facebook. Look for RenFest TV. I don't know what else to say. Go watch Mystery Science Theater 3000. Watch it. Get... That happened, you guys. And guess... And guess what? There's gonna be a part two. And that's coming out soon. Another special guest from the show. Ladies and gentlemen... This little troll is a very happy little troll, and I get to just thank you. Thank you for listening. Write a review on iTunes if you've liked the show. Thanks so much, and have a great day. Do whatever you're doing, and let's make everything wonderful. Thank you. Goodbye.